This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great Monday. As Dede said, it's a start to a short week for most folks. The 4th of July holiday is always a fun time in the summer, Mike, and certainly celebrating our country and all the festivities surrounding it. Food, fireworks, just all the good stuff.
Are you going to do the fireworks this year?
All the good stuff. Yes. Well, I say that. I'm not doing them. I will be watching them. I'm not going to do
it. Yeah, there's a guy, Mike Maeda. He's a Delta mechanic. And this guy, I mean, thank God he can put his skills of keeping planes in the air.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't working for Delta, he would probably be an arsonist. Because this guy is a maniac when it comes to fireworks.
Been there.
He literally, Day-Day, the box. I mean, he's got enough fireworks for like 10 neighborhoods. I mean, this thing just goes on and on. It's like the Garucci brothers, for crying out loud.
I've been there, man. I told you I had a neighbor. He would every 4th of July, we're going to get to Connor Riley. Every 4th of July, I'd be like, hey, Dukes, what are you doing this what are you doing this weekend? I just went and got some. And his truck would be half full. And you'd be like, I think you got enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And then I'd go get a box. And I'd come back and be like, I got a box. He'd be like, I'm going out tonight to get more. And like he always tried to outdo us. And then he was the guy that would be out there, the last person out there lighting fireworks. Right. And almost set a house on fire, by the way.
Right.
But, maybe, be careful. I will tell you that.
We'll find out from Connor Riley if he ever was driving up to a Georgia game, either in Nashville or up in Knoxville, and decided to stop off at Three Finger Freddy's, those giant warehouses off the interstate.
Huge.
And load up.
Hey, man, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Connor, you do fireworks? Do you do fireworks?
When I was younger, we would always drive up to New York for the week of 4th of July. And the second we got into South Carolina off 85, there was a big fireworks store stand there.
Yeah. Right.
And my dad would always go in like a kid on Christmas and just get whatever he could get his hands on. And we would carve out space in the car and lug those fireworks up to New York with us. So big firework family.
Yeah. No, look, it's a fun time. I just, the kids, they don't know. And it's like, I want to be right here where the firework is. No, get your face out of there. Let's talk about what the dogs are doing, man, because Kirby Smart's crushing it. We just got word, Dede just told us, defensive lineman P.J. Dean just committed. Is that correct?
Yep, younger brother of Jared Wilson, four-star defensive lineman, going to play on the other side of the ball. But top 100 player, between Georgia, South Carolina, Ohio State was in the mix there. It's the eighth commitment for Georgia in the last 9 days, five of them in the top 100 overall for this upcoming recruiting class. Just an incredible run that Kirby Smart has been on. For all the great recruiting wins he's picked up, I don't know that they've ever had an eight-day stretch like they are currently on.
We've talked about Kirby kind of reasserting himself to the points you've raised in Dog Nation. And part of this is, you know, the NIL and how you make it work. I saw the article today in Dog Nation. What is this partnership with? What is Learfield and what is Georgia's partnership with it?
Yeah, so they've just announced roughly in the last like hour and a half a partnership with Learfield, who does a lot of different things in the college space, the college media space as well. And it is sort of an infusion of cash. You've seen, I think, Texas A&M have an announcement with one. Learfield has set things up with a number of different programs. But this is sort of the new wave that college athletics is going to be done. Yes, tomorrow, July 1st, revenue sharing payments start in college athletics, and that's one way that athletes are going to be funded and paid for. But you're also, I think now you're going to even have an even bigger premium on above-the-board NIL payments. And that's where that Deloitte Clearinghouse comes into consideration there, NIL Go. But this partnership with Learfield, I think, helps keep things above board for Georgia and gives them a healthy NIL arm to go along with the revenue sharing payments they'll be able to begin making tomorrow.
Georgia is set up and ready to go, right? I say that because we just assume everybody is, but the infrastructure for some of these schools wasn't there 4 weeks ago, right? I mean, they weren't sure how this was all going to work. Georgia's good.
Correct. And this is something where I think Josh Brooks, the athletic director, deserves a lot of credit, where they've done a great job of seeing the field and the way that things are going to shake out, having things prepared and having things in place for when this ultimately came down the pipeline. Because, you know, again, back in April, we thought it was imminent, and then it took nearly 2 months for that house settlement to finally get over the goal line. And they've been in a good spot with this. They know what their plans are. They've known how they were planning on handling it for months prior to the house settlement passing. And so now, you know, starting tomorrow, players will be able to get revenue share payments. How much they get, we have a general idea of what the football team sort of quote unquote salary cap is going to be, around $13.5 million, but it might be a little bit more than that, just given how they adjust for figures and factors and things like that. As far as how much individual players are making, that's likely not going to be public knowledge. That is protected under, I believe, FERPA. And so what that means is that, you know, we reporters cannot, Freedom of Information Act, request player contracts from the schools themselves, and the schools do not legally have to hand those over. But we know roughly the ballpark of what the total team allotment they will be working with.
Connor, so, real quick, is that why, was one of the reasons why they wanted to go to this system, so that we would not know what players are getting specifically?
You know, I don't believe that was ultimately a factor into that.
Okay.
I think the bigger thing was, if they do go to collective bargaining, and there's been some rumblings of that, that is a much further down the line step. And quite frankly, with collective bargaining and unions and things like that, with state laws, that is just a lot more to untangle at this point in time. And so I don't believe the privacy and the secrecy that comes with what players and individuals are getting played ultimately factored in the settlement of what they ended up at. I think that is just a casualty or a consequence of this decision.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation, and everybody around the country is saying the Georgia Bulldogs are killing it. Kirby is crushing it and his staff on the recruiting trail. Carl and I were just talking off the air about James Johnson, who says, I will be better than Jalen Carter. And I love it because, you know, we talk so much about not having that next, you know, dot, dot, dot. And from Jordan Davis, all the other guys, it seemed like, you know, was it Bear Alexander? Who's the guy that went to USC? That obviously never panned out, didn't pan out for him out there either. Is this kid as good as he touts himself to be as the number one DT in the class?
I like that he has this line of thinking. Now, Kirby Smart probably doesn't want him embracing those Jalen Carter comparisons, given what we've heard about Elijah Griffin, who was the number one defensive lineman in last year's class, and the way Kirby has specifically said it, like, hey, do not compare this kid to Jalen Carter. But you look back, you know, the fact that they had Trayvon Walker, who was the number one overall pick, Jalen Carter, who would have been the number one overall pick had he not had some off-the-field issues. Jordan Davis was a first-round pick. Georgia had all those guys in the defensive line room at the same time, and I think that ultimately ended up heightening what those guys were able to do because it wasn't too much on one of their own shoulders. That's, I think, where they're in the process of getting back to, where, you know, can Elijah Griffin or James Johnson be as good as Jalen Carter? I'm going to be skeptical of that because, like, Jalen Carter is on the very, very short list of, like, best players that I have seen in the college game in the past decade. But if you have multiple guys who could potentially be that, maybe one of them does ultimately get there. And so the fact that you have James Johnson, you add another top 100 defensive lineman in P.J. Dean, You have Elijah Griffin in the last recruiting cycle. They're doing the thing where you are building up the defensive line in a way that was similar in that 2021 defensive line room. And I think ultimately the big thing is these guys have to stay on campus for multiple years, and that remains to be seen if they're going to do that. But they're doing the right things on the recruiting trail so that somebody, whether it is James Johnson, whether it is Elijah Griffin in the past recruiting class who's already at Georgia, has the potential, I think, to actually potentially accomplish what Jalen Carter accomplished in college, if not potentially be as dominant as they were.
SI said they came in with an article, and we were talking about it on the show here, in ranking the college greatest rivalries as far as the coaches. And they've got Kirby and Nick Saban. Listed as one of the greatest in history of the college football. And I just want to get your thoughts on this, because even though this wasn't a 10 or 15 year, you know, back and forth, the fact that they met five times, you know, in five of the six matchups they met between 2017 and 2023, those had championship implications, and they were big games, and obviously they played for it all as well. Would you agree with that, even though it was a short period of time? CBS Sports is also, I think, a part of this, where they said Kirby Smart, Nick Saban, one of the greatest college coaching rivalries in football, college football history.
I don't know if I'm willing to go there, if only because, you know, I'm of the opinion for it to be a rivalry, both sides really have to win. And Kirby was 1-5 in his career against Nick Saban. Now, obviously, there's a lot of storylines, a lot of intrigue there because of their time together. But and I think in hindsight, that's going to make that 2021 national championship team all the greater as years go by. That was the one time that Kirby Smart was able to beat Nick Saban and get that monkey off of his back.
Right.
But, look, they met in a number of close games. They played in a number of big-time games. It seems like almost all of them happened in Atlanta. It is worth pointing out, though, because Kirby made this point after they lost in Alabama last year, like, Nick Saban never played Kirby Smart in Athens. And so, to your point, Carl, yes, there are a lot of iconic matchups in a short period of time. But for me, there wasn't the balance between the two. It was a little too one-sided in my mind to really compare it as a rivalry. Now, as time goes on, as maybe Kirby racks up another few championships, maybe he can get on that same level as Nick Saban, and especially if he dominates his contemporaries the way he currently is. But in terms of a rivalry, I just don't see Kirby Smart on the same tier as Nick Saban. That's no shot at Kirby, because Nick Saban, in my mind, is the best college football coach of the modern era.
Talking with Connor Riley, guys, about the Dogs. As we said, the recruiting class is just making headlines all over the place. Talked about the confidence of James Johnson. How about Gunnar Stockton? Compared and asked about, you know, the Stetson Bennett dynamic. He said that he had a lot of swagger with what he did. He said that he's, quote, "I see the same things in myself." Are we going to get to see that, you know, on the field?
I think that Stetson and Gunnar are very different players in that Stetson played with an obvious chip on his shoulder, and there was, because of his story and because of everything he went to, whereas, you know, Gunnar Stockton was still a blue chip recruit. And yes, Gunnar had to wait his time, but this coaching staff, even up to this point, believes and has supported Gunnar Stockton in a way it never did with Stetson Bennett. And their games are very differently. I think Stetson had a lot more juice in terms of his ability to create explosive plays. We'll see if Gunnar Stockton is able to do that. But just in terms of, you know, and even the way I think Gunnar has been talked about from a national media perspective, there is some overlap there between him and Stetson Bennett, where Gunnar Stockton, you know, because he's waited so long to see the field, there has maybe been a little bit of him flying under the radar a little bit, especially compared to some of his other contemporary quarterbacks who've had to wait the field, Arch Manning. So, you know, like, look, this guy, he already led Georgia to an SEC championship win over Texas. He started against the Notre Dame team, and for all things considered, I thought he actually played pretty well given the circumstances that he walked into. No quarterback in the college football playoff last year threw for more yards against Notre Dame's defense than Gunnar Stockton did. Like, that's not nothing to me. And so I'm really interested in seeing how he goes out here and is potentially the guy for Georgia in 2025.
Good stuff. Connor, tell the people where they can find your stuff, man.
Yep, you guys follow me on Twitter at @KConnorRiley. June, a very busy month, 15 commitments for Georgia in 30 days. And they've got some big-time battles that might end up going their way in July as well.
Wow. Does this look like, from everything we're talking about the last few weeks, real quick, number one class, 2020?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Six.
It is on the board. Alabama is about to go on a run where I think they can land with 7 5-stars in this recruiting class. Mm. Michigan is going to make a big-time push as well. Texas is in a lot of big-time recruitments. But Georgia's put themselves in position to have the number one class, if not at worst, a top five class once again.
All right. Great stuff, Connor. We'll talk to you next week, brother. And happy 4th of July.
Yep, likewise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.